Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Raul Gallegos, product specialist for GW Micro, and there have been several product announcements in conjunction with him here at CSUN, so why don't we talk about them? Welcome to Blind Bargains again.
Thank you for having me again. It's great.
Great. Why don't we start out with this little tiny, well, very light thing sitting in front of me. This is the VoiceSense QWERTY, and why don't you tell us about it, what makes it so special?
Well, just like you mentioned, it is very light, it's very thin, and very, very portable. Mm-hmm. It's similar to the first VoiceSense in that it's going to be trying to reach a small form factor. The main difference, of course, is that instead of having a Perkins keyboard for input, it has a QWERTY keyboard for input.
Okay.
And it also contains a LCD screen. So in certain ways, it's a lot like the BrailleSense Plus, in that the BrailleSense Plus has an LCD screen and, for example, an Ethernet port. So this VoiceSense also has the LCD screen and Ethernet port.
Right.
And of course, the QWERTY keyboard. No Braille output, although it can sync up through USB cable with our Sync Braille display.
USB, not Bluetooth to the
Braille? Correct. It is USB.
Okay. So, yeah, there's the keys, which take up most of the unit, and above the keys is the LCD display in the center with two stereo speakers, one on either side.
Correct. And then on the left side, mm-hmm. We've done away with the compact flash card slot.
Right.
What you'll find is the single SD card slot.
Sure. Towards the front.
Yep, toward the front. Mm-hmm. And that'll support any capacity of SD card. So the SDHC cards up to 32 gigs
okay.
are supported.
And then separately, the usual array of sliders and switches on the front that like you see on some of the other. Are those all the same ones as before?
Or? Yep, that's correct. So going from left to right, you have your key lock switch. And then you have your mode switch, mm-hmm. and then you have the 5 media buttons, and then the power.
Okay. And then the keys in the front. There's one. What's the one in the back? There's network, and then on the right, is that like a reset?
That is a reset button on the right, yes.
But you don't need a safety pin to use. You can actually...
Correct. You just need the
it's
edge of your finger.
It's indented, though, so you won't press it accidentally.
That's
correct. And then on the right side, there's a couple USB ports.
Yep, the right side has the small OTG-style port. Mm-hmm. And then it's got the normal Type A port, and then the charger.
Okay.
And the charger that we use for this is the same as the BookSense XT in standard, same as the BrailleSense Plus,
right.
Same as VoiceSense. So
sure.
If you have multiple products, you can have right. one charger.
Right. The only thing, one of the big things that makes this one a little bit different from the other is the addition of a GPS receiver.
Right. It's got built-in GPS receiver as well as built-in directional compass.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we add the, right now the UI isn't in there for that, so you can take advantage of that or check out the accuracy.
Just for show.
Right.
Right.
But it does have that in there, so it's going to be able to, to do things, tell you what direction
okay.
and, the degrees and all that stuff instantly okay. without you having to move around.
Sure. I suppose one of the favorite questions of the day, and related to this then, is are there updates in the pipeline now for the BrailleSense and VoiceSense family?
Yep, there are updates. Several members of HIMS are here at CSUN, and one of their technical people is here, one of their technical engineers, and so I've managed to corner one, and I told him I wouldn't let him go until he gave me an answer. And so the answer is that version... I don't know if I can say the version number yet, but the current version is 5.21 right now of the
okay.
of the BrailleSense and VoiceSense that have been out. The next version is very close to being in the works, and we're looking at having an update for GW to start testing and get that out to our testers right around the middle of April.
Sure.
So I would imagine that even before the summertime, we should be finalized with that.
Okay.
If not, sometime during the summer at the latest.
Does that update, is that going to include SenseNav? Or?
That's another one that we are working on. The update he gave me information about was a general operating system update, with the different programs and applications. And I know that SendSnap is one of their high priorities, but I don't have an exact answer for that one. So I know that that one's very important as well.
Right.
So
do you find yourself having to explain yourselves a lot? Because, I mean, I'm not sure if everyone realizes the connection and sometimes disconnection between GW and HIMSS when it comes to all these, the note takers, the book sends, and all those type of products. And, you know, well, why isn't there an update out now?
Yeah. The thing that I like to tell people that you know, and it's amazing how some people don't realize this, and I, you know, that's understandable, is we're not the developers. We don't manufacture the hardware, and we don't have the final say in the direction that the software goes either. These devices are sold worldwide, and there are other distributors in different parts of the world that also give HIMSS their input. Ultimately, it is up to HIMSS to decide their priorities and have the schedule come out, you know, with different products and things like that, based on their timetable.
Right. And you are able to give them input. They do listen to.
Yep. I'm essentially the product manager for the Sense line of, you know, note takers and for the Book Sense. And so what I do is I have a list of things, and we're in constant communication practically every day, really. Just about various things, and you know, so the updates and, you know, any notifications or whatever is something that we talk about constantly to try to, you know, move things forward and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Is there a planned release date for this little device right here, and does he have a price in mind yet?
For the VoiceSense QWERTY, we're hoping to release it this summer.
Okay.
And we don't have a price. We don't have an exact price yet. There's been some speculation that it's going to be around 2 G's,
right?
But that's just mere
speculation. We broke news. It ended up on, it was a press release for another conference. HIMSS is apparently in the works, or they're developing an 18-cell Braille Sense of some sort. Do you know anything about that yet, or too early to say? Or
it's pretty early to say. Other than you know, it is something that is being worked on. The idea is to target someone who wants something extremely portable, similar to the VoiceSense, you know, the first VoiceSense that came out, but with a built-in Braille display. And so that's essentially the idea. Is it's you can look at it as either a small version of a BrailleSense, or you can look at it like a VoiceSense with a built-in Braille. I've seen an early mock-up of it, so it's not even a prototype.
Right.
And it looks very nice. And so if they keep the form factor similar to what we've seen before, I think that people are going to be very happy with it. But we really don't have any further information.
Sure. Speaking of small, we were looking at the BookSense DS, and it's even... there was some confusion before on the dimensions. The ones on the website, they're correct. That is even smaller than the other BookSense that's out now.
That is correct. It is smaller, and it's actually even lighter.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the feature set of the BookSense XT, the BookSense DS has the same features with the exception that you trade in the Bluetooth for the display.
Okay.
So it has the, you know, the same feature set of the files that it supports. But it also has the 4 gigs of internal storage and the FM radio. But instead of having Bluetooth, it has a display.
Right.
Also, the form factor is different. So the buttons are actually rounded buttons, and they're separated from each other. So in situations where someone has maybe some neuropathy or doesn't like the buttons that are up close together, then the DS might be something
it's
that
a different design
they would enjoy.
Altogether.
And even if someone is totally blind, the display can be turned on and off, and so it's something that you're not forced to use.
Right.
And so that certainly is available.
There was a bit of discussion. I think maybe some people are misinterpreting the display. It seems like it's more intended for learning disabled because the size of that display, I'm not sure how much effect you're going to have for low vision users. Can you even enlarge the text on it? Or
you cannot. And you are correct that it is targeted more for an LD type of market rather than a low vision market.
Okay. There was a claim made, and we've just confused us, maybe you can clarify this, about this being the first test product, and we saw this, and then there's the classmate from HumanWare. Did we misread the claim, or there's something about it being the first product with the screen? And
I honestly don't know. I didn't read any of that was there, so I really couldn't answer that.
Okay. Is there a price for that yet?
No.
We're hearing
no price.
I will say we're hearing somebody at Hims was saying $4.99.
That's the speculated price, and most likely it's going to be right around there. Because again, it's essentially the same type of features as the XT,
right.
And the XT is priced at $499. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it ends up being.
So you basically need to decide whether you want a screen or whether you want and that different keyboard layout, or if you want the Bluetooth and the other one.
Correct.
Right, and of course the XT is a little bit heavier.
Right.
Than this as well. The SenseView, this new desktop SenseView, I'm especially intrigued by this. That you guys are actually doing a complete free upgrade for a hardware product.
That's correct. We're the SenseViews that are out, the desktop SenseViews that are out now, we are replacing them, and so you know, you'll be able to take advantage of the new design. It's got a better arm swivel, mm-hmm. and the software has been changed, so it's even clearer.
Okay.
So it's a step up.
Was there a lot of complaints, or what would drive you to offer a completely free upgrade instead of, you know, doing a trade-in program? That's a little unconventional.
It is unconventional. I guess part of it is we wanted to stand out by doing
right.
something like that. But
sure.
Also, one of the things that was redesigned is the assembly of it. In the first model, there was a little Allen wrench type of tool that had to be used to fully assemble it right. And that was causing some confusion, and you know, people, for the most part, want to take something out and just start using it right away. And so now there's less assembly that's involved, and, you know, so the overall makeup of it has just been made better.
Okay. What is the price for it going to be?
I don't know.
You have to talk to Jeremy or somebody.
Yeah, you have
it's on the website.
Yeah, it's on the website.
Okay. All right. You're a hardware guy, but you've probably heard of WindowEyes.
Yeah, it's that screen reader that you know, pays mm-hmm. for my check.
And there is there's a new version coming out very shortly. What do you think is the highlights of that, in your opinion?
The first two things that I can think of when I compare 7.11 to the 7.2 is it's got a faster load time. It loads faster. It uses up way less memory,
mm-hmm.
and Eloquence has a better response time.
Right. So, meaning when you type a key, you won't have to wait as long to hear what you just typed.
That's correct. So that's been improved.
Okay.
And you know, there's been some other enhancements. For example, we now fully support the progress bars in Firefox.
Okay.
You know, so when web pages are loading, and you know that it's mm-hmm. download window and that kind of stuff, those
okay.
are supported now.
All right. And some additional Office support and
yep.
Office 2010.
Office 2010 is supported now, and
okay.
I believe that's up to RC. If I
right.
remember my news correctly, and so
sounds about right.
Yep.
We'll go with it.
People can start taking advantage of that.
Right. And that's a free update.
That is. It is if you're 7.0 or any of the small updates in between,
right.
7.2 will be a free update.
Okay. Where might people go to get more information about all this stuff?
Well, our website is gwmicro.com, and from there, you can click on the WindowEyes link, or you can click on the Daisy Reader link and get WindowEyes link will take you to WindowEyes. Daisy Reader section will take you to the BookSense information. And then we have the note taker section there, and
mm-hmm.
that will show you all about the book sense.
Sure. And
voice sense, right?
Right. And you guys are on Twitter as well.
Yep, we're on Twitter. Our ID is GW Micro.
Mm-hmm.
So that's GWMICRO. And we also have a Facebook page that you could add us to
Facebook
on that.
And a YouTube.
Yep, and a YouTube channel.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much as always. We definitely appreciate it.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.